Westminster Cathedral is one of the best-kept secrets in London today, often mistaken for a mosque or a synagogue on account of its striking Byzantine architecture. Its huge dome, giant marble pillars and glittering mosaics were modelled by Victorian architect John Francis Bentley on the great jewel of the early Byzantine era, Hagia Sophia, in modern-day Istanbul. Inaugurated in 1903, the same year that composer Edward Elgar conducted his first London performance of Newman's The Dream of Gerontius, the interior decoration remains unfinished, with new mosaics added to the 11 side chapels over recent years. One of these chapels contains the cathedral's most famous relic, the body of St. John Southworth, hanged, drawn and quartered at Tyburn in 1654, a poignant reminder of the suffering and sacrifice endured by so many priests and ordinary people in that Reformation period. On the same side of that same chapel, though, dedicated to St. George and the English martyrs, stands the simple wooden chair and kneeler used by Queen Elizabeth II on her visit here in 1995, the first modern monarch ever to set foot inside a Catholic cathedral, and an eloquent reminder of the recent progress in ecumenical relations. That ongoing search for healing and unity was reinforced during the Mass on Saturday morning as the Archbishop of Canterbury and other leaders of the Protestant and Orthodox churches joined Pope Benedict and the Catholic community gathered in the vast nave, the largest of any cathedral in England.
The visitor in this cathedral cannot fail to be struck by the great crucifix dominating the nave, which portrays Christ's body crushed by suffering, overwhelmed by sorrow, the innocent victim whose death has reconciled us with the Father and given us a share in the very life of God.
Pope Benedict based his homily at the Mass on the crucified body of Christ, hanging from the giant wooden cross in the centre of the nave, uniting his own sacrifice with that of the faithful gathered around the Eucharistic table. In particular, the Pope said Christ's arms are outstretched to embrace all those who suffer physically, mentally, or spiritually, including those whose lives have been shattered by sexual abuse.
Above all, I express my deep sorrow to the innocent victims of these inspicable crimes, along with my hope that the power of Christ's grace, his sacrifice of reconciliation, will bring deep healing and peace to their lives.
Alongside the bishops from all over the United Kingdom listening to the Pope inside the cathedral were several thousand young Catholics gathered in the square outside. To them, the Pope spoke from his heart about God's love, which can always be found deep inside their own hearts, amid the stress and anxieties of our daily lives.
I ask each of you first and foremost to look into your own heart. Think of all the love that your heart was made to receive, and all the love it is meant to give. After all, we were made for love. This is what the Bible means when it says that we are made in the image and likeness of God. We were made to know the God of love.
It was just a brief encounter with the youth, a foretaste of the warmth and enthusiasm the Pope is likely to receive later in the day at a giant prayer vigil in Hyde Park. Then it was back inside the cathedral for the blessing of a new mosaic dedicated to Saint David.
Saint David was one of the great saints of the 6th century,
patron saint of Wales. While the Pope said he was sorry not to be travelling to that part of the United Kingdom on this visit, he did have a very special blessing for the people of Wales in their native tongue.
Benditua Bobol Camri. God bless the people of Wales.
In the United Kingdom, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.